Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Jerry Cato, the VP of Sales with EF Contract. Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Kemp. Everything's good.
I want to talk to you about how you position your brands, especially in relation to J&J. We'll get into that in just a minute. First, just quick introductions. Looks like you've been with this organization for about 4 years, and when I say that, Engineered Floors bought the commercial division of Bulleave of America, and you were there. Prior to that, you were actually on the commercial contractor side, right?
That is correct. I've been in this business many years.
You were with Acoustai, which is, I guess, a commercial contractor down in Florida, and you still maintain an office in Florida, right?
I have an office, yes, in Jacksonville, Florida.
And you've had this role since January of this year, right? VP of Sales?
Correct.
Now, how's business doing?
Business has been better than the industry that's going on right now. If you think about it, commercial industries had a flat to down business year overall, and our business has been better than the industry. You know, that's the best I could say about it right now.
When you start talking about EF Contract, your core business is modular carpet and some broad loom, and you also have the kinetics piece of it too, right?
Correct.
You also source and sell LVT in the commercial market, right?
That's correct. We try to cover everything that commercial flooring manufacturer covers.
Is there any sectors that you kind of focus on?
The sector part, we don't want like to pigeonhole ourselves into a sector because each territory in itself has its own sectors, and your reps in those areas really controls that market and how they want to control it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to say, yes, we're a part of higher education or TI, which we do a lot of,
right.
But the reps themselves determine what's going to be the strengths for their territory.
I see. Well, where is business coming from this year? Because, I mean, if you look at it, I think office is soft. I know retail is soft. So is it education and hospitality and some healthcare? Is that where the business is coming from?
Yes, it is. For us, the TI market has been steady for us pretty much over this past year. And we've got a lot of business in higher ed also.
What is the, you know, the promise and the fit kind of for the EF Contract brand? What's the, you know, unique selling proposition?
Our promise is not different than our overall company promise, is that we want to lead the industry in service.
Yeah.
We want easy to do business with, and we want to have products, you know, and we use our technology that gives it different looks than other suppliers. We think about the customers today, we hear it all the time, you know, they're looking for something that's different, somebody new. I think this brand is that new emerging brand that's going to be a force in the marketplace.
And it's two brands that you go to market with when you start talking about the parent organization of Engineered Floors. So you've got EF Contract and you've got J&J. How do you differentiate yourself from J&J?
You know, that's a real good question. Our design teams are totally different and reside in different buildings, and we do that for a reason. We want to make sure both design processes evolve independently. In Neocon this year, our showrooms were totally different, and customers commented on how the two brands felt different, and that's what we're looking for. I like to make, you know, an analogy here. If you look at a restaurant, you know, what makes a Thai restaurant different than an Italian restaurant?
Yeah.
You know, both those restaurants, they serve food.
Yeah.
But it's the different cuisines that make them different. Customers like diversity, and we are committed to fill that need for them.
And as you look at the market and the way you influence, do you focus on general contractors, A&D, the facility managers, end users, commercial contractors? Where do you spend most of your effort?
Again, that goes back to what I stated before about individual territories. But the way I look at it, each of the reps try to use this as their example, is using that three-legged stool. You know, you've got your end users, you've got your A&D, and you've got your contractors.
Yeah.
You try to make all those touches to be successful in your territory.
Well, how is your background with Acoustai? How's that helped you to serve your role you have now?
So that's a great question. You know, the experiences that you have talking to customers, dealing with people, is a big part of what I do now. And so I want to always be straightforward with everybody that I talk to, and I expect the same from them.
Mm-hmm. How has your business changed now that you have this brand new modular carpet tile plant down there just south of Dalton?
You know, you had this tile plant and the new products that we have, you know, we have new tile come out and try to fill the plant up and we try to keep things moving. The best part about it, when you talk to people and you show them the new technology in the facility, how the efficiency rates, it's exciting actually when you talk to people and you could tell them about this new tile plant you have.
Yeah.
It brings excitement to the industry.
Now you have a product that you make there. As a matter of fact, when I toured it, they wouldn't let me go back in that area, and that's where you make your kinetics product. Where are you guys seeing the most success? Because I've heard that Kinetics can be installed in a lot of areas where there's some moisture issues with the concrete. Is that right?
That is true. If you get the Kinetics with the prefix back, yeah, it goes up to 100 RH. Uh-huh. And that's pretty significant in this industry now where these fast-paced jobs that are out there, you know, they don't give them right, the proper amount of time for the concrete to cure. And with Kinetics, we have that opportunity to fill that need. And you asked about where we are seeing this being installed. We see this in higher ed. We see this in corporate. We see this in exercise facilities, mm-hmm, many different places like that. So we consider it a hybrid type flooring. Mm-hmm. It has the characteristics of both resilient and soft flooring. So it's a perfect fit for different applications, easy to clean, and it's got a little soft, it's got the soft surface to it.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry, what's your next trip or show that you'll be attending?
For commercial shows, I'm going to be going out to California. There's a design consortium going out in Carmel that I'll be going out the next week with Susan Curtis, our VP of, and you know, Susan, and we'll be out there next week.
All right, Jerry, it was good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Jerry Cato, the VP of Sales with EF Contract, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.